Thunder Bay, the play equipment at Vickers Park has been removed as part of the city's plan to revitalize and make the space more accessible. Werner Schwarr, supervisor of parks and open space planning for the city of Thunder Bay, says the new play space will cost $1.1 million. Accessible playgrounds come at a cost, but a lot of that cost is borne in the rubber surface, actually. As fate would have it, the same firm that did Boulevard Lake won the RFP to do this playground here at Vickers. So, there will be some components that are very similar and some that are different. But again, it'll be a rubber surface inclusive playground so that the idea is for the South Core, they have the same opportunity as in the North Core. The rubber surface will be green, and the equipment is expected to be in shades of brown and tan. Schwarr said the new park will blend into the urban park space at Vickers Park, but he anticipates that kids will enjoy the moving parts of the new playground. Kids seem to like that when they, no matter their ability, can get together with their friends and have motion. And have the ability to climb, transverse, run around on the decks and stuff. It will have some of those very popular things from Boulevard here as well. Things like the covered merry-go-round, a rocking double-sided bench and other accessible options will be similar to what is available at Boulevard Lake. There will also be a shade structure built that can be used throughout all four seasons, located by the entrance to the park. The beloved turtle will be returned and integrated into the park's design. It's currently undergoing repairs and a new coat of paint with the city's parks department. The park was originally supposed to be finished last fall, but the specialty surface needs consistent temperatures above 10 C to cure correctly, so the project was pushed to 2024. Schwarr said the park is expected to be completed by the end of June, in time for the Teddy Bears picnic. Katie Nichols is a local journalism initiative reporter with Newswatch.